The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Monday the 30th of March and this is the OTB Brief, your one-stop shop for all of the morning sporting headlines. We'll start this morning with a clip from yesterday's Sunday paper review on OTB Sports Radio. Vincent Hogan and Kieran Shannon joined Joe Malloy to comb through the back pages. Here, Vincent Hogan talks about a piece by Michael Dagnan in the Irish Mail on Sunday about the passing of his father and how the article struck a chord with him personally.
He writes, Vincent, about his father as well. My father worked long hours. He worked hard for his family. He handed over whatever few quid he got. He looked after all the work and things around the house. But Mum did everything outside the house, the banking, the doctor, the dentist. It might be different now, but every family had that split. They would have been 56 years married this year.
Yeah, I think what's lovely about this, Joe, is we actually get a sense of his father without knowing him, obviously. I think this will ring true for so many people in terms of Irish manhood. And the heading on the piece is, my dad never said it to me, but he was very proud. I knew he was. And I'm reminded of when my own dad was dying in 2002, and I was basically living down in Nina to bring him on drives and into the regional hospital in Limerick. And I remember one day the matron in the regional hospital in Limerick said to me, you know your dad is dying. And I said, yes, I do. And she said, you should tell him you love him. And I thought long and hard about that. And I never did tell him I loved him for the very simple reason I felt it would make him deeply uncomfortable. He wasn't that type of man. He was someone who kept his emotions in check, who left it all to my mother to do exactly the way Michael describes his mother, taking them to matches and that. But what you get from the piece, and Michael's dad, Pater, was a Galway man. And there's a lovely sense of mischief. When Michael was going to be playing against Galway in the minor All-Ireland semi-final, he describes going to Mass that morning and coming home from Mass and looking up on the roof, and his dad had a Galway flag on the chimney. And it's little things like that, that though we didn't know him, and you know, obviously this was news to me. I actually was thinking about ringing Michael about something else, entirely else, different during the week, and I'm shocked to read the piece. But I think it's lovely in the sense that it conveys this kind of unspoken love between a father and a son, that as Irish men, certainly of my generation, and I suspect Michael, even though he's a bit younger, his generation too, we've always found it very difficult to communicate that love openly.
To soccer next, the Premier League could be set to complete the season behind closed doors in June and July. The season has been suspended until the end of April due to the coronavirus pandemic, and at a meeting last Friday between the Premier League, EFL and PFA, there was an agreement that they must try and finish the season, despite the difficulties. The Independent is reporting that the Premier League is discussing the possibility of the clubs playing televised games in isolated camps in parts of England over June and July. Meanwhile, Manchester City midfielder Ilkay Gundogan says if the season is not completed, it would be only fair to award Liverpool the league title. Jurgen Klopp's side have a 25-point lead at the top of the table currently and are just two wins away from securing the title. Juventus players and coaching staff have agreed to take a wage cut for the next 4 months during the coronavirus pandemic. The agreement's set to be worth around €85 million to the club's wage bill, although an increase in pay will be renegotiated if and when the Serie A season is back underway. Brighton chief executive Paul Barber feels football has shown what a positive force it can be during the coronavirus pandemic. Last week, the Premier League club promised to donate 1,000 free tickets to NHS workers when action is able to resume. They were also among a number of top flight sides to donate meals to homeless charities when fixtures were initially postponed. UK Athletics has called on West Ham to waive their tenancy rights for the London Stadium if there is the chance to stage the anniversary games this summer. The event is scheduled for July the 4th and 5th, when any extended Premier League season could still be ongoing. West Ham have first refusal under the terms of their tenancy. To boxing next, Katie Taylor's promoter Eddie Hearn is expected to confirm the postponement of the World Champions next bout later today. The Bray boxer was due to put her undisputed lightweight crown on the line against Puerto Rican Amanda Serrano on the 2nd of May in Manchester. Serrano unofficially announced the postponement of the bout on Twitter over the weekend. Hearn is also expected to announce a rescheduled date for that world title fight. July's British Grand Prix is the latest Formula One race under threat of being called off due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The first 8 meetings of the season have already been cancelled. Ferrari boss Mattia Binotto believes the campaign could be extended to January in order to fit some action in. to cricket. Steve Smith is eligible to captain Australia again, with his two-year ban for ball tampering having come to an end. Following the incident in March 2018, Cricket Australia handed then-skipper Smith a 12-month suspension from domestic and international action. They added he would not be considered for leadership roles for another year after that. And finally, darts player Kyle Anderson has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Australian travelled back to his home country 10 days ago to be with his family during the ongoing pandemic. Coming up on OTB Sports Radio from 7:30 this morning, it's OTB AM with Jer and Owen. They'll be going through the sports back pages. Your lockdown lowdown will be on from 8 a.m. Former Wexford hurler Gizzy Ling, Dermot Ling, will be on from 8:15. We'll have Alan Quinlan from 8:30, and the Classic Game Club from 8:45. We'll have a look back at Galway and Kildare's All-Ireland Senior Football Final from 1998. Then tonight from 7 p.m, it's Monday Night Rugby on Off the Ball from 7. Joe Malloy is in the hot seat this evening. That's all for your OTB brief for this morning. We'll be back again tomorrow morning with all your headlines. Until then, have a nice and safe Monday.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.